Good evening, everyone, and welcome to tonight's planning meeting on Monday, the 13th of March. Apologies for absence I've received from Councillor Bill Nash, Councillor Tony Hill, and Councillor Maddie Chapman. And Jeff Traill is substituting for Councillor Maddie Chapman. And the absence of Tony Hill, I'd be grateful if members would agree that Jeff Traill acts as my vice chairman this evening. Is everybody happy?
Brenda's got a problem.
Thank you.
You've got an issue, Brenda.
I'm being used to calling Catherine.
There being no members of the public, I will move on to item two. Minutes of the meeting held on the 27th of February 2017 have been circulated. Is it your wish I sign them as a true record of the last meeting? All those in favour? Thank you. Declarations of pecuniary interest and dispensation. Councillor Traill.
Thank you, Chairman. I've got personal interest in Plan and Application 17/0246 OUT. That is regarding the land at South Lodge, St John's Road.
Thank you.
I actually live above the property.
Thank you. I had no matters of urgent business, so I'll move on to item five, to determine applications under delegated powers. First application is in Town Ward, is 17/0225, advertising, Marks and Spencer's Food Hall, Royal Avenue. Advertisement consent for 3 non-illuminated car park signs, 1 sign B and 2 sign Ds. Highways have no objection and I've had no representations. Councillor Masding?
I've looked at the pictures that are available online and they seem to be perfectly normal car park signs. Some of them are very small. The ones that are most important is about directing disabled people to the right way are very small, and the ones that are not so important are very big.
Councillor Cahill? No, I can certainly make a comment. So it's proposed by Councillor Magsden. No objection. Have a seconder, please. Thank you. All those in favour? Thank you. That's approved. Next application is 17/0406 TCA Imperial Hotel Esplanade, T1 Beach Fell, G1 Beach Repollard at approximately 6 metres above ground. G2 Sycamores repollard at approximately 4 to 5 metres above ground, and G3 Holm Oaks repollard at approximately 5 metres above ground. We have received the tree officer's report. We'll ask Sue to summarise for you.
Yes, these trees are visible from the esplanade towards the south and make a positive contribution to the amenity of the conservation area and the setting of the hotel grounds. Subject to historical cyclical cutting, the principle of this ongoing management is considered acceptable. Concern was raised regarding the repollarding specification for the beech trees, G1, but following advice from the East Devon tree officer, the application has been amended to a more appropriate level of works. One beech tree, T1, proposed for removal is in decline with fungal brackets growing at the base, which is known to cause extensive decay of the tree roots, as you can see on the photograph there. So his recommendation is for approval of all works. Thank you.
Thank you. Councillor Masding?
Yes, I'm happy to go along with the tree officer's recommendation.
I'm happy to second. Proposed and seconded for approval in agreement with the tree officer's report. All those in favour? Any against? No. Thank you. Now move to consider planning applications for consultation. Firstly, Brixington, and its application 17/0246 outline, land at South Lodge, St John's Road, outline application with all matters reserved for the construction of a bungalow. We do have some comments, which I'll ask Sue just to summarise.
Yes, first of all, Highways do not wish to comment, but the East Devon Tree Officer states that there appears to be insufficient space outside of the root protection area of the surrounding trees to accommodate development on this plot. Submitted tree constraints plan does not show offsetting of the root protection area away from St John's Road, and the reduction of the root protection area of a large veteran tree is not considered appropriate and is contrary to planning policy D1 and D3.
Councillor Geoff Traill also objected and was going to speak from the public gallery, but as he's actually acting vice chairman, I'll ask Councillor Traill if he would like to give his comments.
I'll just show you a few things. Basically, we've got Denham Way here and St John's Road. And as we go up here, there's a bend, a sharp bend round to the left, and there's a 350-year-old Luscombe oak to the rear. And there are a number of trees also across there and down the side. This line here is a brook which goes through and underneath the house and attaches to here. There is a line from the brook to the right hand side to that side which is outside of the building line. So basically I strongly object to this particular proposed building because of the protection of the 350-year-old Luscombe oak. It's presumed that the roots of the tree would not be harmed. This is contrary to British standards 5837 bleak 2012, which are the protection of said roots. The application is poorly related to the existing property and its character. It's a lovely building. It's one of the, lodge houses. And in the past, in the back garden there, it's been open to the public with the previous owners. I believe there is a high risk of flooding should a new building be placed at that particular site, because a number of years ago, the brook, as I explained just now, was blocked up on the Bystock Wood side, and the water built up to a height of at least 4 foot the other side of the fence, which included number 34 Portmore Close, which is where I live. That's where the personal interest comes from. And it took out the whole of the fence to the right-hand side where the hand is on the screen. This caused flooding of St John's Road. Luckily enough, it missed the house and went to the right-hand side and onto St John's Road, which had to be blocked off for at least 30 minutes or so to actually clear the area. Sorry, I've got a problem with my phone here. Also, with this, I object because of the loss of wildlife habitat, because in that woods there are deer, fox, badgers, boxes for bats, and there's over 37 or 36 species of birds, toads, frogs, slowworms, newts and hedgehogs that live in that proximity. Also, during my explanation there, as you look at the tree, there is a road that goes off to the right and off to the left. That is a real nasty bend. That particular area there is one vehicular access. So my concerns would be access and parking of any vehicles to the property. And I think that is enough to give reason to ask that the committee refuse this application, please. Thank you.
Councillor Nicholas, first. Councillor Nicholas.
Right. If I can read this, I send in an objection, roughly on similar grounds to what Jeff or Councillor Trail did. And it was actually, this is not the first application to build a detached bungalow on this plot. The previous application was refused on May 23rd, 2016. This application to build is, for the most part, outside of the local plan area, as far as I can ascertain on there. There are no comments or letters from South West Water for this application to say that anything has changed in the capacity of the public fall drainage system. It was at capacity in 2016, which was the subject of their report. And what they basically told the owners, if they wanted to put in private sewerage themselves, they were not permitted to join on to the others because it was up to capacity. I know that further up St. John's Road, there are quite a few that still have cesspits. So I presume that's what they were saying they would have to do. But they weren't very happy about it in any case. At the time when I wrote this, our EDC tree officer hadn't lodged his report. And basically what I was saying, they've had quite a long report from their tree surgeon, who didn't seem to think there was anything wrong with building in the middle of all the trees. And to be honest, I can't quite see how it couldn't affect the roots. And sure enough, now the East Devon tree officer has said it's going to really affect the roots. There's no environmental report regarding the wildlife habitats. And the proposed area is at the end of Bystock Wood. There is also no report concerning possible flooding. There does not seem to be an attempt to address the previous issues pointed out in the last application regarding policy S4, countryside protection, and EN2, areas of great landscape value, as written in the local plan. Apart from the fact that this would seem to be outside the local plan area, there does not seem to be any effort to mitigate the impact the bungalow would have on the area surrounding it.
Thank you.
Can I just add one more to this? There was an application back in 2003 which was also refused for the building of a bungalow on that particular site.
Thank you. Councillor Bailey.
Thank you, Chair. I just, point of information, I am assuming that there's a TPO on this oak tree.
Yes.
Yeah.
Thank you. That's all right. Thank you. That's all
I want
to know.
Councillor Cahill.
Thank you, Chair. Just like the last, and just clarify, before Dean O'Malley was built, am I right in thinking that South Dodge's there originally on its own? Oakford has been made.
Yes.
The paddock has been made. Further down the bay, these lane, there's other properties. So, if they've been added, has there not been any problem with flooding or environmental issues with those properties? Yeah, we might be looking at that issue with this property. Is that what you're saying?
Well, I think there's been flooding in St John's Road, which has been caused from that site, is what you were saying, Councillor Trail.
That road doesn't show any sign of where it goes. I mean, where does it go?
Goes under the road, I presume, does it?
This road.
Yeah, where does it go when it comes to the end? Of yeah, and then where does it go?
There is another brook which comes down through here and goes all the way through to the Verges. Where are we? That's up here. Comes through here, it goes down to the Verges.
It's not going into the paddock.
Not that, no. That area there where it says Bystock Wood is on height. This area in here is on height, so if you think you have the rundown. And as we said, it's outside the building line and the area is too small to build anyway.
Thank you. So it's been proposed and seconded for refusal. We have the tree officer's report, which has highlighted the root protection area and has not considered appropriate and contrary to planning policy D1 and D3. We've also had, for from Councillor Nicholas that it's outside a local plan area and that the previous application was regard to policy S4 and policy EN2, which is regard with the environment and the wildlife habitat, which is again what Councillor Traill has highlighted. And as far as I could see, there wasn't actually a habitat report which covered the wildlife and the bats and everything else, which I think we need. And thirdly, with regard to flooding, and previously it had been commented that it was up to capacity, so I think we probably would wish to have a South West Water Authority report or comment regarding that situation, whether there's any change since 2016.
There was quite a lengthy report on the previous one.
Yeah, that's what I mean, but we haven't got one on this one, have we?
Is this the one that also applied to have pots put up in the garden?
Yes.
Yeah.
And he got permission for that, didn't he?
It went to East Devon. It was against. It was voted against at this town council, but it was
went through
East Devon
District Council.
So
based on,
and it's outside the building line.
Yeah, and I put this outside the building line. So based on that, it's proposed and seconded for refusal on those counts. All those in favour of refusal? Any against? No. Thank you. That's refused. Next application is in Halston. It's 17. Bleak.
Fred, was that an abstention?
I was abstaining.
Yeah. It's Halston 17, oblique 0401 full, 208 Exeter Road. Removal of rear conservatory and provision of rear single floor extension. Highways do not wish to comment, and we've had no representations. Councillor Dumper?
Yeah, thanks, Chair. I can't see a problem with that, and I would recommend for no change.
No. Councillor Cahill?
I can see no objection.
So proposed and seconded for approval. All those in favour? Any against? No. Thank you. That's approved. Next application is 17, oblique 0340 full, 2 Fear Avenue. East Devon District Council, construction of two-storey rear extension and front porch. We've had one representation, which I'll ask Sue to summarise for you.
Yes, first of all, there's concern about the safety of the wheelchair access, which is via proposed rear access in the rear extension, and there is no pavement. The height of the extension would also be intrusive to the adjacent property. Thank you.
Thank you. Councillor Cahill.
Looking at this, obviously there's a reason for this to be done by the Devon District Council on the council property. Can I just clarify, this is on the left-hand side of the beginning of the
road? It's the beginning of the road.
Yeah. And if they've got the space to do it, I don't see there's any reason to object.
No, it East Devon District Council have asked to do it for, I would presume, to accommodate a particular tenant, I would assume. That's normally why they ask for that type of alteration. So as far as I could see, because this is a vicinity of where I work, I haven't actually visited this one because I thought I'd better stay out of it. But I can't see a problem with it. But Councillor Dumper, have you got any views?
I was just going to say that the representation that Sue has just read out, in fact, one of the things then is that they mentioned that toings and froings are possible. So there is a. I'm not particularly object to it, but.
Which I have to say, I was going to say on that, I would just say I have seen the people that were considering that, and actually it's an adjoining premises and not ourselves that's causing them. Because we've actually got a car park, but the people that next door haven't. Which I actually saw them. So,
if it's done, and future tenants may need a property like that.
Yeah, and I have to say, there's quite a few of the properties in Fear Avenue. We have adapted quite substantially to cater for people that are not so mobile as others, because they are large properties. I couldn't see a problem with it, but if.
I was just going to say, perhaps East Devon could take into account as they're looking at the future, any possible conflict of movement.
Yeah, I think so, yeah. Okay, I'm happy. So, proposed and seconded for approval. All those in favour? Against? No, thank you. Next one is 17, oblique 0467, variance, Lovering House. Variation of condition 2, approved plan numbers of planning permission 16/0454, full detached dwelling and garage, and formation of access from highway to allow revised design for garage incorporating hobbies room and timber deck to rear and steps to garden area. Highways are given normal standing advice. There are no representations. Councillor Dumper.
I wasn't particularly concerned about anything, I mean, and I'm quite happy to
propose it. Because that's a huge area. Councillor Cahill, have you got any concerns?
No, it is a variation of the two properties that built anyway.
Yeah, and it's a very large area. I couldn't see a problem.
Moving swiftly on, isn't it?
Yeah. Proposed and seconded for approval. All those in favour? Any against? No, thank you. Now move to Little and Ward. Application 17/0346, full. The Retreat, 5 Stevenston Road. Installation of a bird control system over the roof. Highways do not wish to comment, and Councillor Humphreys has no objection. Councillor Tassaram. I'm happy to second. So proposed and seconded for approval. All those in favour? Any against? No, thank you. Next application is 16/2036, variance, Orcombe Lodge, 12 Foxholes Hill. Variation of condition 2, approved plans, planning permission 16/0318, variance, to incorporate a new entrance, porch, staircase and relocation of garage to unit 1. Retention of extension to rear. Councillor Mark Williamson has no objection, and there are no representations. Councillor De Serum, just get the plan up.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Yes, I've had a look at this as well, and I can see that the executive summary for the oral report is very positive, saying how much of a difference it's going to make generally the construction of the site. And so, as far as I can see, the previous application back in February 16 was approved as well without any objections, so I have no hesitation but to recommend this again to you all, assuming you're all still happy.
Okay, I'm happy to second. So proposed and seconded for approval. All those in favour?
Working.
Yeah, it's on at the moment. I'm not sure that it went off earlier though. Okay, so next application is 17/0503, full. Maryland 2A Mayfield Drive. Rear ground floor extension, first floor extensions and internal alterations. Highways do not wish to comment, and I've had no representations. Councillor De Serum.
Thank you, Chair. Site assessment plans, and it seems to be very, very positive in terms of what they're doing. The design has been formulated following a visual and a photo analysis, and basically it's very, very positive what it says, and the neighbours are not affected. I've had a look at the drawings, and I can see from the drawings that yes, it will be a slight increase in size of design, but I can't see a massive problem with it, and I'm happy to recommend it if it is the view of this committee.
Thank you. I couldn't see anything, actually. It's quite a large site, isn't it?
Mm, yeah.
So I'm happy to second. Proposed and seconded for approval. All those in favour? Any against? Thank you. Now move to Town Ward. Application 17/0039, full. 6 Manchester Road. Change of use from vet surgery to dog day centre.
Retrospective
application. Highways do not wish to comment, and I've had no representations. Councillor Masding.
Yes, I don't see any objections to this.
I've had no objections from the surrounding properties, presumably, if nothing's come in.
Just a question of information, really, because I haven't looked in detail on this application, but should it be just change of use, or should it, has it got detail changes?
No, it's just a change of use from a vet surgery to dog day centre. That's all it actually says on the site.
Yeah.
I think probably because it was to do with animals, I think they thought they didn't need to have a change of use, and then it's found it has got change of use. I mean, the only reason I was raising if anybody had any objections is because, you know, in other areas the problem is more noise and problems with, you know, adjoining properties. But of course it may be that where it is, because it was used to be a vet surgery, I don't think probably there's a lot of difference.
Yeah. The documentation, they do say that the waste is all collected by UDC, as it's and that they will be addressing any noise problem by keeping the dogs shut in between 8 and 9 in the morning and 5 and 6 in the evening.
I'm happy to second. So proposed and seconded for approval. All those in favour? Against? No. Thank you. Next application is 17/02/94 full, 28 Alexandra Terrace. Construction of dormer window to rear and roof lights to front to facilitate loft conversion to provide additional office accommodation. Conservation do not wish to comment on this application. And my only query was whether 28 Alexandra Terrace is Thompson Jenner, whether it's the last one in Alexandra Terrace. So I have a look at the location. If it is, I need to declare an interest.
It's the first one on the left, because you're looking at it from the sea.
So it's on the corner of Morton Road, and
yes.
In that case, I need to declare a personal interest because Thompson Jenner are the auditors for Abbey Field Society, for which I'm a trustee. Yeah, because he didn't say it on here, so... Because I'm a trustee of Abbeyfield, they're also the auditors for the accounts for Exmouth and District Community Transport, for which I am the treasurer. And Cherry's the member on the committee of Exmouth and District Community Transport.
Did I know it was called differently?
No, well, it was only the number, and I thought, oh, that rings a bell. But yeah. Okay. Sorry, Councillor Masden. So you want to propose refusal on the basis it's out of keeping with the street scene?
Absolutely.
Roof lights, yeah. Okay. Yeah, we can say that. We can say that the dormer on the rear would be acceptable, but we're refusing as we don't support the roof lights, which we think is out of keeping with the street scene. Okay. If I second her for that, because I prefer not to. Thank you, Councillor Trail. So proposed and seconded... for refusal, but obviously in principle we accept the dormer on the rear. Okay. All those in favour of refusal on that basis? Any against? Thank you. Next application is 17/04/57 full, 9 Beacon Place. Construction of single storey side extension. Highways do not wish to comment, and we've had no representations. Councillor Masden.
Yeah. It doesn't actually impact any neighbours whatsoever.
Okay.
So I'm proposing for approval.
Okay, I'm happy to second. So proposed and seconded for approval. All those in favour? Any against? Thank you. Now move to Withycombe Raleigh Ward, application 17/0373 full, 30 Collerton Way. Construction of two-storey side extension. Councillor Bailey has no objection. We've had no representations. Councillor Taylor. So it might be an improvement. Yeah.
She's getting good at this now.
All right, I see, yeah. So, okay. Happy to second. So proposed and seconded for approval. All those in favour? Any against? Thank you. Now move to items for consideration. Premises and club premises licence application and variations in respect of Devoncliffe's Holiday Park Beach Shack, Sandy Bay, which is in the Littleham Ward. Premises licence application to include premises open hours Monday to Sunday 11 till 11:30, and then you'll see the various activities and times requested and also the conditions offered by the applicant. Have you any comments?
They should.
Oh, I didn't know you were on licensing. If you're on licensing, yeah. Anybody on licensing? Yeah, we're all right. So, yeah, we've got enough. Has anybody got any comments concerning this? Because obviously, Councillor De Serum's had to leave, so I don't know. I haven't had any comments from Littleham of any concerns.
No.
Seems to be quite reasonable times, considering the most of the activities are on Sandy Bay, and most of the premises that are licensed are actually later than that, I think,
yeah,
at Sandy Bay. Yeah, and I mean, a lot of their other licensed premises, I think, are later than that. No, and also it's self-contained, isn't it? I mean, it's not as if it's going to be any problem. I mean, I haven't got any observations. Has anyone else got any?
They've got to follow all the rules.
Yeah, yeah. And I mean, they've got quite a lot of, you know, they've got all the conditions which are normal are offered. So I don't think we've got any objection. Anybody got anything else? No. Okay, let's get... They come in, close the door. The second item under items consideration is the Greater Exeter Strategic Plan Consultation. The consultation runs from the 27th of February to the 10th of April for consultation material, and is obviously, you've got the website available, or you can get a hard copy if you need to. But it's really, I think it's really up to individuals there to access the website. And if you want to make any comments, I would suggest that you make comments directly, because I don't know that everybody would be concerned with the Greater Exeter Strategic Plan unless you feel you want to discuss it on a future date when everybody's had the chance to look at all the necessary documentation. Do you want it to come back to a future planning, or are you happy to look through and make any comments yourselves?
Brian?
Anybody? Brian?
Thank you. I think from what I can discover, this plan is still in its infancy.
Yes.
And there's nothing
of... A couple of exhibitions.
It's still being put together, so there'll be nothing of note to discuss.
Well, that's what I was going to say. Is that, I mean, there is an exhibition. There is this Thursday, March the 16th, 2 till 8pm at the Guildhall in High Street in Exeter. There's also one at Newton Abbot Tiverton and one in Honiton, if people want to see it. Councillor Dumper?
Yeah, I was a little bit concerned that being that Exeter is one of the biggest towns in the area, there's no exhibition here.
Yeah.
And, you know, we're expected to go across to Arlington
or Exeter, yeah. Yeah. I mean, I'm happy to actually say that to them if you want us to, as an observation, because, I've read through part of it, and they've got this small section, haven't they, that's about Exmouth, but not... But I mean, I'm quite happy to bring it back to a future committee before the consultation period ends, if you wish, once you've had a couple of weeks to look at it. And Would you like me to bring it back and in case anybody's got any observations? How do you feel? Yeah. Well, what we'll do is we'll comment that we're obviously disappointed that there isn't an exhibition in Exmouth, as we're the largest town, and I'll bring it back to committee. We'll put it on an agenda before the 10th of April, so that if we've got any items we want to put in. No, probably. But I don't, you know, I think it's worth us saying that we're disappointed that there isn't one.
I think it, you know, I think it would be worthwhile going if everyone wants to.
Yeah.
I mean, it's good. Yeah.
Yeah. So I think it's worth it. Yeah. Okay, thank you. And items for information, just to let, there's an appeal by Ms. Munt. That's right, the construction of the new dwelling on 1 Normandy Close, which East Devon Up Our Dog concern about the loss of the space on the end of 1 Normandy Close. Yeah. So go to the, and then our final item tonight, which is the East Devon District Council planning decisions. I have gone through these and read the reasons for. KFC 17 Imperial Road. We objected, but we objected, and if you read Councillor Nash's objection and various other objections, our objections was mainly to the signage, that the signage was going to be a lot larger than it was on the current premises. And quite rightly, what the delegated officer for East Devon has said, this application was in respect of the shop front and that they would have to reapply for signage as a separate planning application. So therefore, the comments that have been made by Councillor Nash and some of the comments that we made are more opportune to the signage when that comes through than actually the shop front. The second one, 3 Green Hill Avenue, which must be, is it Littleham or Town? I'm not sure, it might be Littleham, I think. Littleham. Well, we had no objection and refusal. The report is basically saying it is totally out of keeping with the area and that the actual construction would be detrimental to adjoining properties and surrounding area. So that was the reason for that. Otherwise, I think we're in accordance. So no other items, I will close the meeting. Thank you.